It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
They throw a quick hitter to Coleman, who catches it over the head of Woolen for a touchdown. Smith under center. Trips as he drops from center, and he's sacked. Sacked on the play by Greg Rousseau. It's a turnover on downs for Buffalo. Pocket collapsing. Allen's going to step up. He fumbled the football. It's loose, but Ty Johnson hops on it, and it's a first down. Steps up in the pocket. Throws. Has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown. Hand off to Cook, going to try to bounce it outside. It's a race to the pylon, and he's in for a two-yard touchdown run. Hand off goes to Cook right up the gut and into the end zone for his second rushing touchdown of the game. Another blitz coming and has to get rid of it, and it's intercepted. It's picked off. Austin Johnson with the INT.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Football Monday, Victory Monday. A little Nirvana to bring in your Seattle Victory Monday. It is Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe, Josh Schmidt producing. How is everybody? What's up?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's chilly out there. It's going to be beautiful this week.
That's fine.
Though. It's going to be in the 70s. Record highs.
Let's go.
For the next couple days.
What a fall we're having here.
73 Wednesday and Thursday.
Come on. This is the best fall. This is the best fall I've seen.
Most of them are this good.
Rain like one time, knock on wood. It's supposed to rain like once or twice this week, but it's going to be perfect. All the sports teams are winning.
That's true.
Although Liverpool drew yesterday. It's okay, though.
Is there a big game tonight?
A big game tonight. I think you have to say so, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Are they playing for first place?
The Sabres.
I'm going to have to look at the standings.
No, I don't think they're that
close.
Are you sure?
I
don't think so. They were a couple points back.
Yeah, they're 4 points back. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway, hey, the Bills win. I had a thought about, we all had lots of thoughts about the Bills and their win. How pedestrian a beatdown?
Pedestrian a beatdown?
Yeah.
Also, I almost want to say funny a beatdown because for a moment, Seattle, the dumbest day I've ever seen a team have in my life.
Yeah, pretty bad.
It even extended into I just saw the clip this morning of Geno Smith, and that was a road game for us. Just, who had a worse day than Seattle and the whole Seahawks? Everything went wrong.
Yeah.
In hilarious fashion.
Even when Josh Allen dropped the ball and kicked it forward for a first down.
The Bills got a first down with Allen kicking the ball to a running back.
Yep.
Everything, just the stupidest game I've ever seen a team have. They're fighting each other on the field. Then they're fighting each other on the sidelines. The ball, it's football follies, right? Ball's just going over guys' heads. The quarterback's crying on the sidelines at one point, too. Just, man, what a day they had.
Yeah, the game.
I think he was crying. It looked like he was crying.
The game script was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I mean, what were the... I look forward to Kevin Cole, who does the... he'll go back and look at the EPA per play and take out the lucky plays.
Seattle's going to be higher.
Yeah, Seattle doesn't snap the ball back a million yards.
Yep.
That was football follies all over it.
And then the center steps on Geno Smith's foot on a fourth down.
I think the center might be a member of Bills Mafia. I think he was out there to sabotage Seattle.
It actually was Mitch Morrison, a fake mustache that game. Yeah.
So we got that. The Bills defense looked very good to me. I mean, there were consecutive calls to the postgame show upset about the Bills' run defense in this game, which is truly incredible.
Yeah,
They ran for 30 yards.
There was
at one point it was 111-3.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
come on,
they had 1 or 3 yards at one point. Kenneth Walker made some nice plays when they were checking it down to him. But also, what are you going to do? He's just he's a great player.
Yep.
He's going to do that to you.
Had very little other than the checkdowns. I mean, Geno Smith would drop back and look and wait and wait and check it down. They really missed DK Metcalf in this game. Really missed DK Metcalf.
They did.
And their only options were to check in underneath to Kenneth Walker or JSN. That's pretty much the offense.
Tyler Lockett, 1 catch for 9 yards.
Right. Lockett is formerly a great receiver. I don't think he's quite on that level anymore.
He's still pretty good,
though.
Still
pretty good.
Was he the guy they decided, hey, this is going to be their... They're going to try to replace the big Metcalf plays with Tyler Lockett running shot plays down the field.
Yeah. It's not going to work.
Yeah, not against the Bills, it's not. But, like, Lockett, he had been his couple of games before this, like 4 for 45, 4 for 65, 4 for 75, 5 for 61, 5 for 46, 6 for 77. Those are games he's had this year. Like, every game's exactly the same. Then he plays the Bills, 1 for 9.
Right.
Like, he had not exploded in any single game, but he had been involved in every game, and he was not involved at all.
Was Benny Blankets on him? Christian Benford?
Oh, right.
Benny Blankets?
Benny Blankets.
Or the Pincher? We'll still work on that nickname. So, anyway.
Douglas was on him that one time because he almost had a pick
almost
six.
Almost had a pick six.
Yeah.
Yeah, the defense played great. The offense played great. They did pretty much anything they wanted to. They ran the ball effectively, but they ran the ball much better once they were already up. I mean, those opening touchdown drives, the first couple drives they got moving the ball, I mean, they did it with chunk plays. It's the thing, whether it's Joe Brady finding the right speed, finding the right plays, whether it's the breakout of Coleman or the addition of Cooper, or if it's throwing Dalton Kincaid getting vertical a couple times. It was a, hold your hats now, two-catch game for Dawson Knox. That's not nothing. I mean, he hasn't done that all year.
The yards were there.
That's right.
50 yards.
So yeah. The vertical passing game is back for the Bills. They look more dangerous. And, you know, what can you say? Josh Allen did take the easy button throws. Shakir was featured as a huge part of this game.
Mm-hmm.
He had two catches on the first drive, finished with 9 overall. They looked great. They looked absolutely great. And Keon Coleman, we're starting to see some real, real good stuff on him. The scouting report, you know, depending on what you thought of him, there were some that liked him for certain elements of the game and some that didn't for other elements. The scouting report seems to be, so far, right bang on. He's winning contested catches. He plays bully ball. He looks like a bully out there.
Did you see the play? It was a run play where he pointed. He pointed at the guy and then
pancaked
snap
him.
and he smoked him.
Absolutely pancaked him. Yeah.
And also, him having that game, I don't have the numbers on this. Maybe they'll come out today or later in the week. Was he not being covered by Tariq Woolen on every play, who is their stud corner? And that guy, I mean, they were going at it all game. Was he the one that Coleman blocked into the bench, by the way? Like, that was a game where like, you get the he's got dog in him, right?
Yep.
You get that type of mantra. Like, Coleman in that game, jumping over Tariq Woolen to get a touchdown, just rip the ball away from him with one arm, throw a guy into the bench, pancake another one. I mean, that was as impressive a game for Coleman. I think considering who was being he was covering, I think it was more impressive than last week.
Yeah.
Given strength of opponent, like, he was so impressive in that game. I mean, their passing game, I don't know if I could have laid out or imagined a game script where I'm so impressed with their pass game overall and Amari Cooper just wasn't involved at all. They just didn't care because the other guys were all producing. Well, Shakir and Coleman mostly.
And you know it went well. I mean, the Bills are still going to say the whole everybody eats thing, but what they needed was players to show up and be worth targeting a lot. Coleman is earning the targets.
Yes,
they go to him twice in the end zone on the same drive, and he catches the second one for that catch over Woolen, which is, you know, a nice catch. It's a basketball play.
That was the one, did you see, they said that was a called run.
And Allen checked to that?
Josh checked to the fade, yeah. So the rest, everyone else in the field was going run play.
And then,
Allen and Coleman were doing fade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was up to, like, Allen has that call.
You know what this message is for? All the people that get mad at you and me for saying they should pass it more. Here's Josh checking out of a run to pass it. What happened? Touchdown. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the passing game. Starting to believe in them. And
Shakir at a 35-yard pass. Coleman at a 25-yard pass. Knox at a 27-yard pass. Like, they had explosive pass plays.
This passing game was missing explosive plays for, I don't want to say like a calendar year, but for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff game is defined for me by missing explosive plays. They had a drop. But still, one drop shouldn't mean you don't have any explosive plays offensively. And all of a sudden, they're getting multiple players with explosive plays in the game. That's the formula. And they did it against maybe the Tennessee defense is not as good as we thought because the Lions just went and put a million on them. You know, the Tennessee defense has some talent, but whatever. The Bills are getting the job done on the road, in the rain, overcoming all their penalties. It's another reason maybe to pass the ball instead. When they run it, they take holding penalties. How many holding penalties? Was it 100?
Yeah, there was a lot of penalties.
It's the second time this year we've watched the most penalties in a game in the NFL. The Bills-Jets was the most penalties in a game to that point. And now Bills-Seahawks set the league mark this year, for most penalties in a game. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if anybody's got an idea about it. You'll hear people say things like, this is unsustainable, this is a bad product. I don't know what to tell you. It's a lot of penalties. And it does take away from the game. But what are they going to do? Just like allow guys to hold or dial the slider back?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are you just going to get games like that where the officials walk in saying, like, oh, we're going to be a little more ticky-tacky today on holding calls?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. Are the Bills one of these teams where they kind of teach to be a little more aggressive on that front because they're daring officials to call it all the time? I don't know if they are. Maybe they are a team like that.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. We got an Austin Johnson interception.
Yep.
I like the note on the broadcast that was the first of his career at any level.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a defensive player who had never caught a ball before.
Did they go down to Pee-wee for that?
They asked him.
Yeah.
They said, have you ever had one? No. Yeah.
McDermott said he had a scoop and score in college.
That's not a pick.
That's not a pick.
A scoop and score is not a pick.
Yeah.
Scoop and score might be harder. You know, the scoop is harder than a catch with a bouncing football. Anyway, so the Bills win. The Jets lose to the Patriots and their backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett.
That's amazing.
We've got Jets rants for you to play today because, as we pointed out a few times, when the Bills are good, you know, we miss the rants a little bit. Nobody gets to get that mad. And we've got some Jets rants today. I think there's some Bears rants out there for the Hail Mary. If you watched the Bills game, you missed the Commanders and the Bears until the Bills game was over, and then you caught the good parts because the Commanders-Bears was a terrible game for most of it. It was 9-0.
Yeah. That would have been twice this year where you would have turned a Bills game off to put the Commanders on and immediately saw something spectacular.
Yeah.
Because the Monday night game against Jacksonville, that was a doubleheader, you turned that game off, and I think right after the Bills game ended, Daniels threw an
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Amazing 50-yard touchdown to Terry McLaurin. And then in this game, if you would have put them on, you saw, well, you might have saw two things. One, you might have saw the Bears trying to hand the football to an offensive lineman at the one-yard line.
Yeah.
Then you would have saw them get it back and score, and then Jaden Daniels throw the Hail Mary. And maybe if you went on social media after you saw, did you see the Tyreek Stevenson video?
I did.
The defensive back for the
Bears. Has anybody in America not seen the Tyreek Stevenson video?
If you haven't, make sure you seek it out.
I might have been the most tweeted video in the history of the platform.
It makes super viral, maybe. We need a new term.
Yes.
It's above viral. This guy who, by the way, was getting in a fight with Terry McLaurin earlier in the game, and he's taunting the fans, and then he's the one that tips the ball up in the air right to Noah Brown.
Yep.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Well, hey, it was a fun day. I mean, for the Bills, Albert Breer had a point about them, and I wonder if there's a takeaway here that we should, and I mean this, always expect them to be really good.
Yeah.
In the Allen and McDermott era. McDermott/Babich/Brady coaching. Give the coaches their flowers today. The coaches didn't take the penalties, and they overcame it. The play calling overcomes it. The play design overcomes it. The defensive game plan overcomes it. When this team plays, even on the road, in a place like Seattle, now Seattle's not a team with a winning record. Does that no longer count as a win over a team with a winning record?
Yeah, I don't know how we do that.
When they beat Miami had a winning record. When they beat Seattle had a winning record. We don't count those anymore? Okay, just let me know what counts and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But this team, this team with Sean McDermott, they go on the road and they wallop Seattle. How many teams go on the road and just win by three touchdowns? There's a short list.
Yeah.
It's the Bills. It's the Ravens most times. It's the Lions right now who beat everybody. But the Bills do it more than any team in the last 7 years. They're a fantastic program, the phrase used by Albert Breer. This program continues to churn out results. It really is like watching, excuse me, but they don't have a national championship. It's like Alabama. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Bills are 6-2? What else is new?
Right.
And they're welcoming Miami this week to dominate them at home, and oh, great, sounds awesome. You know, it was one of those games, Joe, that was a reminder that while everything is really about what happens in the postseason, that there are so many enjoyable days on the way to watch your team be one of the class teams of the league. That's what they are routinely.
Yeah.
And they had a game earlier this year. Wasn't the Houston game for the Bills the dumb game that Seattle just had? Like, the Bills made some bad decisions. Yeah. They had some big injuries. The quarterback missed some throws. Well, like, if they play Houston again, they beat Houston. I'm pretty confident about that.
Right now, you think they'd be Houston?
They would beat Houston if they played again. Yes.
Would they beat Baltimore?
They might. People started treating Baltimore like they were the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Baltimore got hot. They are a good team, a very good team. Went on the road and lost to Cleveland.
Yeah. They're weird in their own division.
They are not
even weird. Just they don't. They're like a 500 team in their own division.
But right now, the Bills have an inside track over Baltimore for a higher seed.
Yeah, so yeah, now, they're up by one.
That's right. Baltimore has three losses, so plenty to monitor. The Chiefs win again. Don't care. Whatever. Travis Kelce's still alive.
Did you have that game on while it was happening?
I did not. I refused.
I had it on my second screen.
I refused to watch the Chiefs out of principle because they. Break into my house and turn my television on and force me to watch games at Arrowhead 10 times a year as it is. So if I have a choice to not watch them, I choose to not watch them.
Well, good choice. The Raiders had them. They lose by 7. Mahomes throws a pick on his own, 5-yard line? And the Raiders go, I think it was run, turnover on downs.
Solid.
On first and goal. That game could have, again, though, but that's... That is what the Chiefs are, is their defense bailing out their offense a lot.
Yep.
That happens a lot for them. And you can win that way. I'm very excited to get to that matchup. I feel like I was just like watching. I had both games on. I had Red Zone on, but they were going to the Chiefs game a lot. So I had the Bills game on one screen and the Chiefs game on the other a lot. And as I'm watching both games, I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, what if the Bills just pummel them in a couple weeks? What if they just blow them out?
Would you be shocked?
No. I don't think. Here's the thing. I think the Chiefs' defense is great. But the Bills' offense does look right now, they've looked like this several times this year, like when they're hitting their notes, they're a team that can run away with a game. And I've yet to see that from Kansas City once.
Yep.
That, like a team that can run away with a game. What that probably means is the game will probably be close, of course. But the Bills are capable of stomping on teams, and the Chiefs still don't really look like that, but they have the 2-game lead. So for now, they're going to be number one in all the power rankings and standings, I'm sure, especially because the Ravens lost yesterday.
803-0550. Bills win on their way to a fifth consecutive division title. And we're talking.
Yeah, can we hang the banner already?
We're talking about it. Some of this film from Seattle's going to be pretty nice to watch. The throw to Keon Coleman, I mean, the way he's getting open, the way Allen is trusting him, it was always obvious to me that he was going to be throwing the ball to Coleman a lot. When he's running, when he's scrambling, when he's out of structure, he's going to need to find somebody he likes. That's why Diggs got the ball so much, because he would always look for Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now Diggs is gone, and Keon Coleman is getting those targets, more so than Cooper. And I wonder if a little bit of that is the road. You know, hey, we're going to keep Cooper's involvement in this game down a little bit. He doesn't know the playbook as well, and we are on the road, so no one can explain it to him while he's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll still get going. But Coleman, if Cooper just is who he's supposed to be and Coleman continues to blossom the way that he is, then the Bills are in really good shape. And it's not a coincidence to me that their offense looks better when Josh Allen is throwing the ball to wide receivers. That's what he does really well. It's what he's done really well his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the ball to wide receivers. Mix in some Dalton Kincaid. Mix in some James Cook. But get the ball to Coleman, Shakir, and in other cases, you know, Cooper. 803-0550 on the offense, on the defense, on a Bills victory Monday. They really beat the heck out of the Seahawks. They bully them, in part because the Seahawks stepped on a couple of rakes along the way. Like, they really, really had a rough day out there.
Yeah.
Tough one for Seattle. And Brady. We'll get your thoughts on Brady as well.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, I mean, if that's happened, right? A guy, like, ready to fist fight his teammate on the sidelines and a player of the opposing team separating them? Like, Deion Dawkins just kind of struts in, like, we good, guys? Like, we good? They separate immediately upon Dawkins getting there, but it looked like those two Seahawks were about to come to blows in the middle of the field. Which, what happens if that happens? You get a 15-yard penalty?
I don't know. It's a good question.
They start shoving each other.
Personal foul, both fouls on the defense.
30 yards for the Bills.
Right, punching.
Right. It's not offsetting because they're on the same team.
Right. That's a really good question. Are you allowed to punch your own teammate or is it a personal foul? Let's go to Gene Steratore. Gene, can you punch your own teammate?
See, this would have been nice if Brady would have thought to ask this on the broad. Well, it wouldn't have been Gene, though. Who they have? One of their other guys.
That's...
Come on, you know.
Mike Pereira?
You know, is it Mike Pereira? No, it was Blandino.
Dean Blandino.
Yeah. Because they went to him in the first half, and he wasn't ready, and you heard him drop the mic.
No.
Like he's fumbling with his headset, and then I don't remember what he said.
Paul in Buffalo starts us off. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Quickly, I'm going to run through three teams. First with the Sabres, 11%, and this is what I see with Dahlin, and I've watched every game the guy has played in his life. He is not shooting his slap shot, and he's not throwing the body. Both of those things point to me to a strained abdominal muscle. His skating seems to have come back 100%. He can pass. His brilliant pass is back at 100%. But I haven't seen him boom the slap shot. I haven't seen him throw the body, and those are both two parts of his game that make him unique among the great defensemen is that he does everything. He does things that Hughes would never think of doing. He does things that Makar would never think of doing because he's a complete player. For the Bills, impresses me every week. This is a very talented player, and he seems to only be getting better. The Bills have such a great position this year. They might even look to load management for some of their defensive players to have them healthy at the right time of the season. They are truly in the catbird seat. And in 35 years of watching baseball, I have never seen a manager give away a game like Aaron Boone did in World Series Game 1. When he took Gerrit Cole out of that game at 88 pitches, I was flabbergasted. And in 30 years, Derek Jeter's never given an opinion on anything. He made it an art form to speak and not say anything. And he went after Aaron Boone. That tells you how god-awful bad it was. I am shocked. It was so you couldn't have scripted a more devastating loss from a seven-game series point as Game 1 went for the Yankees. They need a masterful performance from Clark Schmidt, and they certainly need Aaron Judge to hit. Guys, have a great show. Go Yankees, and let's go Sabres tonight. Jordan Greenway, you might need to beat someone up tonight just because it's Monday night. Let everyone know who is the big man on campus in that rink tonight, and it will go far.
Thanks, Paul. On the Sabres, I'll say my one thought is this. How many things are working for them really well? Not that many, and they're winning games and scoring goals. They have one line that really puts the puck in the net.
Sometimes it's all it takes, though.
So that's right.
Yeah.
But their goalies aren't hot. Their special teams are not hot.
Yeah.
Their second line, Tage is winning it right now.
I would say their third line, they have two lines that are every night playing great.
Yes. But it's worth pointing out, this is why I'm encouraged. It's not like everything's going right and they're eking out wins.
Mm.
They are still a little sloppy, a little imperfect by their own version of what they maybe want to be and can be.
There's a few individuals you still want way more from.
Goalies. The goalies have not been great.
Goalies, Dahlin, Cousins, Quinn.
And those are pretty big pieces.
Right.
803-0550. It's Football Monday, Victory Monday. Bills beat the Seahawks. Let's fire it up. How good do you feel? How much are things changing for you as this season goes on and they keep stacking wins? Now 6-2, and Miami coming in, who is 2-5?
2-5.
Amazing.
In second place at 2-5.
And then there's the Jets. Man.
Oh, I can't wait.
Should we spend the week just
the whole day just make it Jets central with everything?
The Jets, amazing. They lost to Jacoby Brissett. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, Victory Monday on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Bills showing blitz, and they bring it. Smith has time, fires, batted out of the air again and almost intercepted. Rousseau tipped it again. Two batted passes for incompletions by Rousseau on the first series.